It's good to be here. In fact, it's great to be here and to start some new beginnings, some new ways of doing things, some new ways of faith, and to grow in our faith. Some of the things you may like, some of the things you may not. My suggestion is what you do, and what we do is we continue to talk and to be honest with one another. My job, my call, is to help us all to grow in faith. Sometimes you may feel like the Egyptians being plowed under by the water. I hope not, but if you do, please let me know. Sometimes, and I hope most of the time, you feel like the Israelites as they are walking through the water on both sides and feeling God's presence and God's grace. We're going to get to know one another. We're going to get to know one another in new ways. You're going to find some things out about me that you probably never thought a pastor could do or be. You're going to find, and I'm going to find some things out about you. That's part of what I believe we're called to do and be. We're called to be a community together, to grow in faith and love, to be God's disciples, to be God's friends. So when I'm out and about, in fact, this happened yesterday with them home. We needed food in the house. So yesterday morning, I went and got some donuts. I went to Kroger's and got some donuts, and I had on my Heidelberg hoodie. And as I'm going to get some apples, this gentleman comes up to me and says, "Did you go to Heidelberg?" I went, "Yes, I did. I went to Heidelberg." He went, "Okay. Well, so did I." I went, "Oh, that's nice." So we began having a chat. Well, I found out he went to Heidelberg and graduated 2 years after my mom and dad, and he went to high school with my uncle. Now, they don't live here. They lived in Upper Sandusky. Didn't live here. And then this morning, Carol comes in and says it's her good friend's husband that I met. And my job was, I introduced myself as, "Hi, I'm Mindy Quellhorst. I'm the new pastor at Grace United Church of Christ." I invited him to worship, but they already belong to the Presbyterian church in town. But, you know. So it's about community, building our faith, sharing who we are, and inviting folks to be part of us. Are you the Israelites or are we the Egyptians? Who do we fit into? That's my challenge. And I know sometimes we're going to be the Egyptians. I get it. Sometimes I'm going to be an Egyptian. Don't want to be, and then we ask for forgiveness. But sometimes that's going to happen. I hope and pray that we become the Israelites, where we follow God, even with the walls of water on both sides of us. But we follow God, feeling God's love and God's grace that fills us always with love and community and faith and grace and mercy. We do belong to God, and that is wonderful news to share. Now, you're going to be really happy today because the sermon's shorter today because of all the rally day stuff, and then we're having communion, and it's all a process of fitting together everything in the worship service, being God. Because the music and the prayers are as important. I work really hard at trying to fill and fit things together so that we have a true worship experience in God's grace. So today, sermon's a little bit shorter. Next week, the sermon may be a little bit longer. We may do some hymns that you don't know, you don't like. That's okay. We'll learn them. We'll learn them together. It's about sharing and living God's grace in the community called Grace United Church of Christ. Yeah, for a while I'm going to have to say to you, I'm sorry, I really don't remember your name. Please, just tell me. Just tell me. I got out of the habit of learning names. Being in one place for 15 years kind of means that you know the name. And you get out of practice of learning new names. So just help me out. There's one of me. There's lots of you. you know, just tell me your name. Even if you think I ought to remember your name, just tell me. The other thing I'm going to give you a clue on, I probably will learn the children and the youth's names quicker than I do the rest of you. That's just kind of who I am. And I'm also going to tell you something else. If you want me to be at something, you need to invite me to let me know what's going on. I have a clean slate right now. I have no idea what's happening. In fact, tomorrow I'm sitting down with Sandy, and I'm putting things on my calendar because right now there's nothing on it. And I don't know when anything is meeting. So if you're a chair of a board or if you have something that you want me to be part of, don't assume I know. Just don't assume I know. Let me know. So let's be God's community together. Let's grow in faith and love and community. And let's be God's people in this place called Grace United Church of Christ, with the being the Israelites as we go through with the water surrounding us, but God filling us. Thanks be to God. Amen.